much more than a hunch that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way.
For you.
Oh, from Sam? He's still at the butcher shop. I can call him right back.
No, I don't think it's from Sam. I can't quite make out the name.
Macker Maldrill. I don't think I know anybody named Macker Maldrill.
If I told those kids once, I've told them 100 times, when someone calls, get the name right.
I tried.
Oh, you took the message, honey?
Uh-huh. I wrote it just like the man told me.
No, I'm sure we can figure it out, sweetie. But first, I want to help your mother put away all this stuff.
Now, Alice, I'll do it. You better work on that message while it's still fresh in Cindy's mind.
Okay.
That's your name, Alice.
Yeah, I got that far. I got stuck on who called.
His name is Mark.
Mark?
Uh-huh. Maybe I don't spell very good, but I can remember good. His name is Mark Millard. And he said he'd call back.
Mark Millard called?
Well, I never heard you mention a Mark Millard before, Alice. A new boyfriend?
No, Mrs. Brady, an old one.
Somebody special?
We were in school together. To me, he was very special. He was the handsomest, most charming boy in the class. I still remember how my knees used to melt whenever he looked at me.
And to think he's called you after all these years. Oh, Alice, I think that's very exciting.
It is exciting, Mrs. Brady. I wonder.
You wonder what?
If there's enough heat in an old flame to melt these knees again.
Be the best plane ever. I can see it now, taking off. Maybe flying all the way to Africa. What do you think, Greg?
I think if you don't keep quiet, I'm gonna bop you one.
Hiya, fellas.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, that's some plane you got there.
Yeah, we're going in the ribs for a wing.
Uh-huh. You know, Bobby, this sure brings back memories. Boy, when I was your age, I built one that stayed up for a year.
A year?
Yep. It was a whole year before I was old enough to climb the tree and get it down. Hey, is Alice inside?
Yeah, she's getting ready to go out.
Oh, what is that, a boat or a plane?
A plane. We're putting it together in here while Greg and Bobby put the wings together outside.
Ooh, I'd say that's a very efficient production line.
You betcha. Orville and Wilbur couldn't have done it any better.
I'm gonna go outside and see how the wings are coming along.
Okay.
Oh, no. Look who's out there talking to Peter.
Sam.
Oh.
Just come by to see Alice. Well, he's done it before, honey.
Oh, but, honey, you don't understand. Alice has a date with Mr. Millard. Well, this will be very awkward for her.
Well, honey, I think she's equipped to tell Sam she's got a date with another guy.
Oh, honey, you don't understand women at all.
Yeah, well, that makes me a charter member of a very large fraternity.
Well, look, I'll get Alice to stay in her room until he leaves.
Yeah, well, Sam has remarkable staying power, you know.
Well, think of something, honey. You're very good at things like that, please.
Yeah, but...
Just get rid of him.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Hi, Sam.
Well, tonight's the semifinals of the Supermarket Bowling League.
Yeah.
Us meat cutters against the bread and pastry boys.
Sounds like pretty crummy competition.
Crummy competition, bread and pastry. I like that, Mr. Brady. Hey, can I use that?
Yeah, just don't tell anybody where you got it.
I thought I'd take Alice along to watch. You know, she's a great little rooter for us meat cutters. A great little rooter.
Sam, I'd like to have a little talk with you about women.
Women?
Yeah.
Oh, you can count on me, Mr. Brady. If you and the missus are having a little problem, I'll do anything I can to help.
No, 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 Sam, it's not me. It's you.
Me?
Yeah.
I got no problem with Mrs. Brady.
No, no, it's not Mrs. Brady, Sam. It's, Alice.
Oh, I didn't know I was having a problem with Alice.
Oh, you're not. But you might.
What kind?
Well, look, you're kind of catching Alice off guard, see, arriving here unexpectedly. Women like to be prepared, you know, with their dress just so and their face just so.
Oh, Mr. Brady, Alice's face is my inspiration. Well, I see her face in every bowling ball, her figure in every bowling pin.
It sure is a pretty pin, Alice.
It's a cameo. Been in my family for generations.
It's fantabulous.
As each woman gets married, she passes it along to the next one. So far, I hold the record for hanging on to it the longest.
Excuse me, Alice. Alice, did you forget that you have a date with Sam tonight?
I never forget my dates with Sam, Mrs. Brady, or any other male of the species. Why?
He's here.
Oh, no.
Wow, two guys showing up on the very same night. Maybe they'll fight over you, Alice. That'd be out of sight.
Don't you girls have some homework to do?
No, just
come
a few
on,
more minutes.
Come on, run
along. Just
no.
A few more minutes.
Two guys fighting over
guy,
me.
I wish I had two guys fighting over me.
Alice, I took the liberty of asking Mr. Brady to make some excuse to Sam.
Yeah, that could be embarrassing. Thank you, Mrs. Brady.
Well, he should be gone by now.
Imagine, two men fighting over me. two men will never fight over me.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, Alice, why wouldn't they?
I get the picture, Mr. Brady, so I'll just trot down to a payphone, call back, and see if Alice is...
Mr. Brady, by any chance, did you happen to... Sam?
Evening, Alice. Boy, you look real spiffy tonight.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Of course, you didn't have to get so dressed up. I mean, it's only the semifinals.
Semifinals?
Hey, you know, bowling. Us meat cutters versus bread and pastries.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like quite a match. But, Sam, we didn't have a date tonight.
I know, Alice. I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but... Well, since you're all gussied up, let's go.
Sam, I can't go out with you tonight.
Oh, come on, Alice. Just because I didn't call and ask you for a date. Look, I meant to. But then Mrs. Larson came in and wanted to round steak ground six times.
Sam, that isn't it. I have another date tonight.
Another date? With who? I know. You're going out with the milkman.
Jerry?
I should have known. When I stopped by last Tuesday morning, I heard the way he rattled your bottles.
Sam, it is not Jerry.
Huh? Then it's Gus from Fresh Fruit at the supermarket. I see the way he looks at you when you're squeezing the melons.
Sam, it isn't Gus and it isn't Jerry. It's an old friend of mine who's passing through town and I'm having dinner with him.
Oh, well, if it's just an old friend, that's something else again. I tell you what, Alice, if the meat cutters win tonight, suppose I drop by about 6:30 tomorrow and take you for the finals, okay?
Well, I'd like that, Sam, except that I sort of half-promised Mark, my friend, that I wouldn't make any other plans while he was here.
Well, how long is that gonna be?
Only a week.
Alice, listen. A sip of this might calm you down a little bit.
I think the coffee just make me nervouser, Mr. Brady. It's him. Where are you going? Aren't you going to stay?
Well, Alice, we wouldn't want to be in the way.
Oh, believe me, you'd be more in the way if you were out of the way.
Okay, but now listen, try to be calm.
Oh, I'm fine, really, I am. My handkerchief isn't, but I am.
Listen, I'm gonna get the door, okay?
Oh, would you please? I really don't think I could turn the knob.
Good evening,
Mr. Millard.
Yes,
I'm Mike Brady. Come on in. Alice is waiting for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Alice.
Mark. Mark.
Alice.
Thank you.
Alice, you look absolutely wonderful.
I do? Well, that's awfully sweet of you to say, Mark. You don't look so bad yourself.
How could all these years have gone by and never touched you at all?
Oh, well, they touched me. It's just the dents don't show so much at night. you met Mr. Brady, and then this is Mrs. Brady.
Oh,
hello,
doing,
Mr. Millard.
And they're 12 eyes.
Do you know what time it is?
It's about 10 minutes since the last time you asked me what time it is.
It's almost 1:30 and Alice isn't home yet.
Honey, Alice is not one of the kids.
Well, I know, but she's out with a man that's practically a stranger to her.
Sure she can take care of herself. Mark looks okay.
Yes, but appearances can be very deceiving. We don't even know what he's really like.
Listen, what are you going to do when Marcia starts to date?
Probably get no sleep, ever. Well, how about you? You're pretty wide awake. Why aren't you asleep?
Because it's 1:30 and Alice isn't home yet. See, now there she is. She's home and you can go to sleep happy. Good night.
Don't be silly. Now I gotta see she had a good time.
Taking me to the King's Lodge, that big new fancy place.
Where I'm sure you wouldn't want this price tag to show.
Oh, thank you. I thought I'd give this new dress a trial run this afternoon before the Grand Prix tonight.
Boy, this Mr. Millard sure is giving you the big rush.
A different restaurant every single night. Dancing till all hours. You know, a week of this will kill me. What a way to go.
But it wouldn't surprise me if this Mr. Millard wasn't building up to something.
Like what?
Like rekindling that old flame.
Can you help me with this zipper?
Sure. You mean the thought of marriage never crept in?
Well, if it did any creeping, it was with me, not him.
Well, what if he brought the subject up now, Alice? What would you say?
I don't really know what I'd say. I sure listen a lot.
Mr. Brady and I certainly hope it works out the way you want it to, Alice. There.
Oh, boy. Now I know where those calories went. I've been sitting on them.
Well, I guess we could let it out a little for tonight.
Or take me in a little today.
4, 5, 6.
You're not supposed to move your legs at all, Alice.
How could they move with you hanging onto one and Marcia holding on the other?
Well, they wiggled a little, and you won't lose weight even wiggling a little.
7. Ugh. You don't have to stop, Alice. I can can count higher.
What's all that goo supposed to do for you, Alice?
Oh, tighten up my skin.
Who wants tight skin?
Well, not really tighten it. It's a sort of tones up the facial muscles.
Well, how long are you supposed to leave that stuff on?
Oh, I'll take it off about an hour before Mr. Millard gets here. On the other hand, I might be better off leaving it on. Everything look from there.
Hey, look at Alice.
Boy, real neato.
Like, wow.
Alice, you are gorgeous.
Oh, go on. I mean, go on and on and on. Vichyssoise is such a pretty name for cold potato soup, don't you think so? You haven't even touched yours.
How can I eat, Alice, when I can't take my eyes off you?
Oh, Mark.
You've blossomed with the years, Alice.
You do have a way with words. How much longer do you think you're going to be in town?
Well, that's hard to tell. I'm trying to finish up a business deal.
Oh, you tycoons.
Not really. It's a deal that, I don't think the topic would interest you.
Try me.
Well, I've been in meetings all week on a very unusual investment opportunity. As a matter of fact, it's so good I was a little concerned. But it really checks out.
Well, I've got a little nest egg that isn't hatching very much in my bank account.
A bank is the best place to let a nest egg hatch. Besides, any business deal is bound to be speculative. Now, how about some wine? Something sparkling to go with your eyes.
Oh, Mark. Would you be getting in on the ground floor of this investment opportunity?
Forget that, Alice. There are other ground floors. But very few charming ladies.
Where are you headed, Alice?
Oh, the bank. As soon as I get the breakfast dishes put away.
Oh, well, I'm going right by there. I'll drop you off. Thanks. In the meantime, you need a couple of dollars.
No, thanks. I'm about to enter the world of high finance.
High finance? What do you mean?
Well, Mark has this great investment opportunity, and he's letting me in on it.
Oh, what kind of opportunity?
To get in on the ground floor.
Like what?
Well, he didn't say exactly.
Well, what's the name of the company?
I don't think he mentioned it, but anyway, the name of the company isn't anywhere near as important as what they do.
Well, what do they do, Alice?
I don't know exactly. He said it was kind of speculative. But just about that time, I got the feeling he was about to pop the question, so I didn't want to rock the boat.
Did he pop the question?
Not quite. Well, I'll go get my coat.
Well, what sort of investment? Carol, what type of business is it? No, I don't blame you. It makes me suspicious, too. Listen, when are you taking her to the bank? Okay, I'll tell you what. While you do that, I'll make a couple of fast calls, okay? Right. Okay, bye-bye.
I feel like such a fool.
Oh, I didn't like interfering, Alice, but, well... You are one of the family.
After Mrs. Brady called me, Alice, I phoned a friend of mine at the district attorney's office, and he did a quick rundown on Mark Millard, and he's going to stop by to ask you a few questions.
Mark sure was smooth.
Well, he's an incurable gambler. You know, horses, cards, you name it.
And he uses unsuspecting women to support himself.
How could I have been so stupid? No, I actually thought he might be popping the question.
He might have. Right now, he's paying alimony to 5 wives and trying to keep a jump ahead of the 6th.
6 wives?
And you might have been the 7th.
Well, that's what I call making 7 the hard way.
Well, Alice, when were you going to give him the money?
He'll be coming by soon.
That's my friend from the district attorney's office.
Open up. Relax, Alice.
Oh, Mr. Millard.
Hello, Mr. Brady. How nice to find you at home.
Well, can't tell you how happy I am to be here. Come on in. Alice is waiting for you.
Oh, splendid. I'm anxious for a little chat with her.
Well, how are you, Miss Brady?
I couldn't be better, Mr. Millard.
Hey, Alice, I wonder if you and I could have a moment together.
Mr. Millard, I took the liberty of talking to a friend of mine in the district attorney's office this morning.
Oh?
And he did some checking for us. That is, for Alice. And he's on his way over here right now, Mr. Millard.
Oh?
Mark?
Sorry, but that's life, fellas. Well, I guess I'll be on my way. I can see my...
Wait a minute, just a second.
Hey, wait, no, hold on. Sam, what'd you do to him?
Nothing. I was just getting to the patio door and he ran right into you frozen like a lamb.
Oh, I think it's not gonna get my friend.
Quick!
Say, who is that guy anyway?
Well, that's that old friend of mine I was telling you about.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry he ran into you like a lamb.
Yeah, so am I. I wish you'd been carrying a whole side of beef. Sam, would you put that in the freezer for me, please?
Sure, Alice.
There, a perfect little picnic for two. I sure hope you enjoy your day off, Alice.
Oh, we will, Mrs. Brady.
Well, have a good time. Thanks, Mr. Brady.
Hey, what's the matter, man?
Our plane.
There's not enough room in the backyard, Dad.
Hmm?
Well, Alice and I are going to Highland Park. A 747 could take off there. You want to go with us?
Hey, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Bring the girls to watch.
That's okay. A good idea.
Sam, that's 8 stomachs to fill with food for 2.
Oh, that's okay. We'll stop by my shop. I'll pick up some cold cuts. Here, I'll put this in the car.
Well, Alice, you didn't have much choice, did you?
Oh, I love having the kids along, Mrs. Brady. Of course, it isn't terribly romantic.
Contrary, it's very romantic.
It is?
Yeah, for us.
Mike, you had better.
Have a good time. Oh, Alice.